local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And a happy Blue Angel Friday, 5:11 here on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you've had a wonderful week. And coming off the July 4th holiday, now into Blue Angel Saturday for tomorrow's official Pensacola Beach Air Show. Hope you are having a wonderful week and looking forward to a great weekend as well. Whatever it is that you choose to do this weekend, we're back for another full rundown of everything happening in the world today. Plenty of Blue Angel talk, of course. Our thanks to Tanner Stewart for joining us last hour. And moving forward now, we start with today's top three stories at this hour. Starting in Baltimore, a 17-year-old male now in custody as the investigation is continuing into the weekend mass shooting that killed two and wounded more than two dozen. Police said three of the victims are still hospitalized. The victims range from 13 to 32 years old, over a dozen of those being under the age of 17.
The Justice Department has spent over $9 million investigating former President Trump. That's since the appointment of the special counsel, Jack Smith, in November, according to the first release of public accounting of Smith's expenses. Smith's working on investigating Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election and for allegedly keeping classified information after he left from the White House.
And new details coming out about a Utah woman accused of killing her husband and then writing a children's book about grief. Court documents obtained reveal that Corey Richens' housekeeper, Carmen Marie Lauber, is admitting to selling her dozens of fentanyl pills in the weeks before Eric Richens' death. Carmen allegedly told investigators that Corey paid around $900 for 15 to 30 fentanyl pills on two occasions. Well, of course, the big story here locally is what's happening out at Pensacola Beach all week. A flawless performance from the Blue Angels this afternoon. They were able to get the full practice in with with Fat Albert and the F-18s. Also, the full civilian show that started at noon. And folks out at the beach saying crowds maybe not quite as packed out there on Friday as they have been in years past. Didn't see that much by way of traffic issues getting onto the beach throughout the day as well. We'll see if that remains the case tomorrow morning. And over the last couple of days, we've been hearing from the Blue Angel pilots. We heard from Commander Alex Armidus, also Lieutenant Scott Goosens. That's who Gracie talked to yesterday.
It never gets old. Never gets old. I walk into work every single day and pinch myself and can't believe that I get to do this. It is an incredible opportunity. I feel so fortunate to be a member of this team.
And Commander Armidus, we talked to him yesterday as well, says it's exciting putting on an air show in the place that he calls home. Of course, he is leading his first Pensacola Beach air show in his first year as commander of the Navy flight demonstration team. Also here locally, Nikko Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Restaurant in Pace deciding this afternoon to close up shop, at least according to their Facebook post today. They say in part, quote, they have been brutally harassed daily by various media outlets who have slandered, defamed every aspect of our business. They go on to say that 20 employees are out of work all because of the power of social media. Of course, back on June 10th, the seven customers who were poisoned by meth launched an investigation by the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, ultimately turning up no charges as investigators could not prove whether a criminal act took place. Also, the Florida DBPR found 31 violations that had to be addressed before the restaurant could reopen, which they did on June 14th, but announcing today that they are closing. 5:15 right now, Gracie has traffic and weather together.
Well, taking a quick look at Pensacola Beach, we are going to see a lot of people starting to get off the beach. We do have backups on Via de Luna Drive, backing up to about Avenida 18. So expect some slowdowns there getting off of Pensacola Beach, as well as Fort Pickens Road, backing up to about Peg Lake Pete's and the Tom Thumb. We are looking good, though, on Bob Sykes Bridge. We're starting to see some slight delays getting through Gulf Breeze proper as you are getting off the Bob Sykes Bridge, heading towards the 3 Mile Bridge. Expect some slight slowdowns. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. We still have some rain throughout our area. That is going to be throughout Garcon Point, as well as Milton and just south of throughout Garcon Point Bridge, and it kind of has moved southbound, so kind of closer to the downtown area and the top of the 3 Mile Bridge, getting into downtown Pensacola, starting to see some rain. If you see anything else on the roads, have any other updates, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Taking a look at some statewide headlines now, three TSA agents are accused of stealing from passengers at Miami International Airport. Authorities say officers were caught on camera stealing from people during security screenings. They were reportedly distracting travelers in order to steal hundreds of dollars from their wallets. The suspects were arrested at the airport yesterday.
Good. Oh my goodness. Could you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't even, I mean, you probably wouldn't even notice until you're on the plane and you're like, oh, I have money missing. And I don't even think it would cross your mind that it was TSA agents. Yeah, that's
just awful.
And for, you know, a few hundred bucks, you know, you get fired over that.
Yeah, for sure. The Florida Supreme Court is soon going to hear arguments over the state's 15-week abortion ban. The court has scheduled a hearing for September. Abortion clinics and medical professionals filed a challenge against the legislation, claiming that it goes against the privacy clause that the state's constitution. In the ruling case, it will determine whether the newly passed law banning the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy will take effect.
A child dead and her parents are now facing charges in Polk County. Investigators said yesterday that a baby girl died yesterday morning after parents left her in the car overnight. The couple was allegedly drinking and doing drugs at a party the night before. Authorities say when they got home at around 2 a.m., they took their 6 and 8-year-olds in, but they left their 18-month-old in her car seat for 9 hours. Terrible tragedy there, and a completely senseless and not at all preventable, avoidable. And you do something stupid like that, and 18-year-old daughter loses her life, or 18-month-old daughter loses their life.
Extremely sad. Yeah.
Looking at some national headlines here before we get to the 520 break. U.S. will be supplying Ukraine with cluster bombs, the Pentagon announced today. President Biden has approved Kyiv's request for the weapons. The move bypasses a U.S. law prohibiting the production, use, or transfer of cluster munitions with a failure rate of more than 1%.
A Texas man is being handed 90 consecutive life sentences for the deadly mass shooting at the El Paso Walmart that happened in 2019. He pleaded guilty to dozens of federal charges today in the deaths of 23 people. He will serve out life sentences at a supermax prison in Colorado.
House Republicans and some Democrats are demanding a briefing from the Secret Service on the cocaine found at the White House. They include Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, who requested a briefing from the head of the agency by the end of next week.
Once they do that, I think there will be a reevaluation as to security to the White House.
And other Democrats there as well. The committee wants to look into White House security procedures. Comer called the incident unacceptable and shameful.
And six people have been hurt in the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. So the first of eight bulls runs had held today. That's at the Sand Farman Festival. And six people were taken to the hospital after being trampled by bulls during the annual race down the narrow cobbled stone streets. So medics at the festival say that none of the injuries were that serious, but six people did get sent to the hospital. And the running of the bulls is a 700-year-old tradition in Spain.
520 right now. We'll take a break and come back. First thing we'll have is an update on traffic and weather from Gracie. Texter letting us know I-10 westbound is a parking lot right now due to an accident. So we'll follow up on that. 520 here, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Southern Breeze blows into Pensacola Beach with their original blend of rock and country, acoustic, and Southern rock hits.
When he'd win, we'd hear him say, drive fast, turn left.
It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola.
Duty, honor. You chose to put on the uniform, to go when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve our way of life. At Peden, we're proud to serve all those who serve our country, to be there when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve your way of life. It's a badge of honor to be helping our military, our veterans, and their families. You gave an oath to protect our homeland. It's our mission to protect your home.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday at 9. Executive Director Mary McClellan will be here to talk about Sensory Street. This year's event, presented by Bear Family Foundation, will be at the Downtown Museum of Commerce on July 14th and 15th. This free event has lots of activities for the entire family. Learn more about Sensory Street on Monday, beginning at 9, with the Pensacola Expert Panel and Autism Pensacola.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Friday afternoon. We are really in the blue spirit all throughout today and getting ready for the big show tomorrow. We're going to have lots of Blue Angel talk all throughout the show, as well as keeping you updated on the roads. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather right now. And major slowdowns right now actually aren't on Pensacola Beach, but are on I-10 westbound. That's going to be before you get to the 87 exit right near mile marker 34. There's an accident blocking the right lane. FHP is reporting injuries, and it is slowing things down back to Harold. So again, that's I-10 westbound, mile marker 34, the right lane blocked. That's before you get to 87 exit. Taking a look at Pensacola Beach, we are starting to see some major slowdowns getting off of Via de Luna. That's going to be as you're heading towards the Bob Sykes Bridge, backing up to about Avenue to 18. And taking a look at Fort Pickens Road, it's going to be backed up to about Peg Leg Pete's. We're starting to see some slowdowns getting off of the Bob Sykes Bridge and heading towards the 3 mile bridge throughout Gulf Breeze proper. So expect some slowdowns there, as well as a small accident on 98 going towards Tiger Point. That's Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's going to be right in front of the Gulf Breeze Mart in the Wendy's. So expect some slowdowns there as well. If you see anything else on the roads slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some rain going throughout our area. That rain has moved southbound going throughout the lower part of Garcon Point and into Gulf Breeze. Tiger Point seeing some light rain, and we do still have some rain going throughout Milton and a new patch of rain cells going through Mobile and Spanish Fort that most likely is going to be throughout Pensacola in just a bit here. If you see anything else, again, make sure to just give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Couple of national stories to finish up here, and then we'll get a look at sports here before the Fox News updates. A cruise ship carrying 3,300 passengers was supposed to leave San Francisco yesterday afternoon. Unfortunately, though, they're still there. The Ruby Princess hit a pier while docking.
I don't think anyone can take the chance to go out. I mean, it's safe there because it's above the waterline, and as you know, that the tide, when the tide goes up or down, the boat moves with it, then it's fine. It is safe.
So the Coast Guard confirms the ship's hull and dock were both damaged, and as of this afternoon, the cruise ship was still waiting to leave for a 10-day trip to Alaska. Gracie, if you were a passenger out there and the Coast Guard came up to you and said, hey, so we're stuck here for maybe a day or so because of damage, and then they come back to you and say, hey, it's all good, you can set sail to Alaska, are you still making that trip, or are you maybe just taking a rain check?
I think 10 days is a little bit too long. Maybe if it was like, you know, a 2 hour thing from, or not 2 hour, 2 day thing from like Mexico or something, like maybe I could do 2 days, but
no,
like
10 day cruise.
10 days wondering, okay, are we gonna make it through another day? I don't know. I also wouldn't want to be stuck in Alaska.
You don't want to go to Alaska? Well, I mean, Alaska in July is probably not too bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
Alaskan cruise? That's on my bucket list, an Alaskan cruise. What's
with
not
the
on my
shift.
Yeah, sure. With the working ship. Yeah. What's not on my bucket list is going to the Running of the Bulls.
No.
Yeah, I'm just not interested in that. Another thing that is on my bucket list we'll get to here after the Fox News update. Pretty exciting stuff for people that live in the northern U.S. Major League Baseball scores nothing in action right now. About to get underway in about 10 minutes. Big series in St. Pete, the Braves and the Rays. That's at 5:40. Apple TV Plus has the game there. Phillies continuing their series with the Marlins in Miami. 5:40 start time there. Also on Apple TV Plus today, the Orioles and the Twins in Minneapolis. I believe this is the last games until the All-Star break. Nope, there's games tomorrow and Sunday, but not Monday. That's when the All-Star game is. So, yeah, taking it right up to Monday for the All-Star game in Seattle. Victor Wembanyama making his professional debut at the NBA Summer League in Vegas. The Spurs Hornets start at 8 o'clock. You can catch that one on ESPN. Fox News Update is coming up. That's followed by Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. NBA White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre answering questions about cocaine that was found in the West Wing of the White House. Former President Trump claimed the drug was for President Biden and his son Hunter.
The Biden family was not here. They were not here. They were at Camp David. They were not here Friday. They were not here Saturday. They were not here Sunday. They were not even here Monday. They came back on Tuesday. So to ask that question is actually incredibly irresponsible.
Well, the incident is under investigation by the Secret Service. Speaking of Mr. Trump, he was in Council Bluffs, Iowa today, saying he'll defend farmers and the production of ethanol. He tore into President Biden's environmental policies.
On top of it all, with the insane Green New Deal Joe Biden is trying to totally kill Iowa ethanol and replace it with expensive electric cars.
The first GOP primary debate will be next month. America is listening to Fox News.
At the last minute, Bed Bath & Beyond today canceled an auction for its Bye Bye Baby chain because it failed to secure a buyer willing to keep its stores running. But according to a CNBC report, it doesn't mean it's over yet for the baby goods retailer. Bidders backed out of the auction after they determined the chain was no longer worth buying because its value had deteriorated so much. But there are parties still interested in its assets, and Bed Bath could still accept a bid for Bye Bye Baby early next week. The platform didn't launch until Wednesday evening, but in the 48 hours since, Threads has signed up 75 million plus users. In the words of Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, way beyond our expectations. While the number of signups has been impressive, investors weren't all that impressed, apparently. Meta shares slumped 2.4% yesterday and eased 0.5% today. Stocks were lower overall today. The S&P 500 slipping 12 points. The Dow Jones Industrials down 187. That's your money now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It started at Angie.com. Victor Wembanyama makes his NBA Summer League debut tonight. He's arguably the most hyped player in Summer League and probably the whole NBA. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos. Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Watching every motion in my foolish love.
92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you are enjoying your Friday and getting ready for the weekend. And it's going to be an awesome weekend here in Pensacola. It's Red, White, and Blues Week. We got a lot to recap from this show from today, as well as getting ready for an awesome air show coming up tomorrow. Of course, we're going to be giving you traffic all throughout the day. And we have Andrew and Tammy out at the beach coming up tomorrow. So it's going to be a great day here in Pensacola and a great day on News Radio 92.3. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. Surprisingly, the major delays right now are not at Pensacola Beach right now. It is I-10 westbound. That's going to be at mile marker 34 before the 87 exit. That is going to be due to a accident. Right now, it is completely backing things up on I-10 back past Harold. And so that is going to be, again, I-10 westbound, mile marker 34. That's before exit 87 in the westbound direction on I-10. That is going to be due to an accident. Right now, it looks like there is one lane open at the scene of the accident. That is, again, going to be the right lane blocked off. So that, but it is basically, I've got multiple texts in that it's a parking lot right now on I-10. So keep that in mind if you're heading westbound into Pensacola. Also, we do have slowdowns on Pensacola Beach. That's going to be on Via de Luna backing up past Avenida 18, as well as on Fort Pickens Road, going to be backed up to past Peg Leg Pete's. We're looking good on the 3 Mile Bridge, as well as Garcon Point Bridge. Nothing to really slow you down on the Bob Sykes Bridge, but we do have some slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze proper as you're heading towards the 3 Mile Bridge, getting closer to Bear Point Drive. If you see anything else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. For weather, we do still have some rain in our area. That is going to be some patches of rain throughout Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, as well as Tiger Point. Milton still getting some light rain, and we have another kind of just cell of rain that's going to be coming through the rest of Pensacola in just a bit currently throughout the Daphne area. If you see anything else on the roads, you have any updates, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. The launch of Meta's new Threads app is being delayed in Europe over privacy concerns. This is the Ireland's Data Protection Commission that's been in talks with Meta about the new app. Threads saw over 40 million signups in its first 24 hours. Meanwhile, Twitter threatening to sue over the app, accusing Meta of hiring former Twitter employees and using trade secrets to develop Threads.
Also, yesterday was the Earth's warmest day on record. That marks the fourth day in a row of record high temperatures. One scientist told CNN that high temps are the hottest in at least 100,000 years. That's according to the University of Maine's Climate Reanalyzer's Globe Average daily temperature reached just over 63 degrees Fahrenheit on Thursday.
So one of my travel bucket list is to go to a place where I can see the Northern Lights. Mm-hmm. And not just, you know, off in the way, 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 way distance. I don't also mean going to the North Pole either. But I'm talking like Iceland, Norway, somewhere up there. But across 16 states in the north, they could be visible. The University of Alaska Fairbanks predicting high activity of the Aurora Borealis Thursday, July 13th across Canada, much of the northern U.S. as well, could reach as far south as Indiana, stretching from Maine to Washington State.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. You can text us 850-437-1620. What is on your travel bucket list? We've been talking about that today. We've had stories now on the Northern Lights, the running of the bulls, and Alaskan cruises that get to leave San Francisco towards Alaska. We're still waiting to find out if they're going to be able to get the damage repaired.
Yeah. And it is the end of a line for Ford's Fiesta. The company says that the last Fiesta will roll off production lines in Germany today. Over 22 million of the popular small cars have been sold in more than 50 countries since 1976.
The latest job report shows payrolls increased by 209,000 last month, a rise a little bit less than expected. Analysts were predicting somewhere in the neighborhood of 225,000 new jobs. The Bureau of Labor Statistics also reported today the unemployment rate remains about the same, sitting at 3.6% for June.
Also, teenagers are now going to be able to have their own Uber accounts. The new feature allows teens to request their own rides and order food. It's special accounts that can be supervised by parents throughout their family profile in the Uber app. A parent with an active profile can send an invitation to their teen to create an account and have safety features that will automatically be enabled.
What do you think of this? 850-437-1620 is the... A couple questions I have is the teen able to just request it on their own and like the parent not know, or did the, would the parent have to actually be able to look and approve the request or not? That's interesting. I'd love to know what you think about this teenage capability for their own Uber accounts as well. 850-437-1620. The FDA granting full approval to Leqembi, a potential breakthrough Alzheimer's drug. A patient talks about his experience taking it.
I've been on it for a while, and I think it's helped me. As I say, I don't think there's been the decline that there has and that there was initially. And as I say, I can do pretty much anything.
So it's the first drug proven to slow the memory loss disease. Other approved drugs only target its symptoms.
Also, Bluebell Ice Cream is going to release a new flavor to celebrate National Ice Cream Month. The Monster Cookie Dough Ice Cream features vanilla ice cream laced with brown sugar and loaded with cotton, with candy-coated chocolate morsels, peanut butter cookie dough pieces, and dark chocolate chunks. So President Ronald Reagan gave July the title of National Ice Cream Month in 1984, and it is designated with the third Sunday of July being National Ice Cream Day. That's July 16th this year.
What do you think of the ice cream flavor there? Do you like a bunch of stuff going on with your ice cream, or are you pretty simplistic when it comes to...
I like a lot of stuff going on, and I like a lot of chocolate stuff going on. So that sounds okay. Good. Brown sugar, chocolate morsels, peanut butter dough. Oh, that sounds
right.
So good.
Well, your birthday is in 5 days, so or 4 days. So maybe
I will have to
get you a little pint of Bluebell's ice cream month flavor. I walked right into this one. Texter says the Titanic was on my bucket list. That's too soon for that. Kudos to you.
She's not the only one.
Yeah, we'll see. Of course, Ocean Gate, you know, they closed up shop, so we'll see if there's any further civilian adventures to the bottom of the Atlantic. Pop culture news today. The combined jackpots for Mega Millions and Powerball are now at $1 billion with a B. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight, with the jackpot at $427 million. Tomorrow night's Powerball is up to $590 million.
Well, Steve O says that he spent most of the day on Thursday in a police car after jumping off the tower of the London Bridge into the Thames River. So the Jackass star was in the UK to tape a comedy special, and he jumped into the river while holding a Union Jack umbrella.
Taylor Swift's Speak Now album is out. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Have you downloaded it to Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen to?
I haven't listened to the whole thing. There are certain songs that are from the vault. So that means like she wrote them around that same time, but they didn't make the album.
Oh.
So now they are out. So I listened to those. I haven't listened to the other ones.
Are these fresh songs that people haven't heard before?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay.
So they like, you know, with... her being on like other record labels, she's like, oh, I had to have rules, and there can only be a certain amount of songs. Mm-hmm. Now she's making her own rules, so she can have 20 songs on the album.
And
she
owns the rights to all these, because this is why she's doing it. So this is the new version of the 2010 release, featuring collaborations with Hayley Williams from Paramore, also a feature from Fall Out Boy. Swift said she decided to reach out to artists who influenced her most powerfully as a lyricist when she was working on Speak Now the first time around.
Yeah, so it sounds awesome. Well, the rest of the songs I hope are awesome too. Well, 5:45, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather, and we are having some major problems on I-10 right now. That's going to be I-10 westbound at mile marker 34. There's an accident with the right lane blocked off, and it is really backing things up on I-10. We've gotten multiple text messages in just letting us know it's a complete parking lot on I-10, and it is still going to be that way. So again, that's mile marker 34. the right lane is blocked off due to this accident, and that's before the 87 exit, so just keep that in mind. We also do have slowdowns getting off of Pensacola Beach, leaving the Friday air show, so that is going to be backed up to about Avenida 18, so expect some delays getting off the beach on Via de Luna, as well as Fort Pickens Road backed up to about, it is getting a little bit better. Actually, it's backed up to about the Warrington Bank and the Landshark, the old Margarita, Margaritaville Hotel. So Fort Pickens Road's actually looking pretty good right now getting off of Pensacola Beach. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. For weather, we do still have some rain throughout our area. That's going to be throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Pensacola Beach seeing some rain, as well as some more light rain heading throughout Beulah. If you see anything else on the roads or have any details on the weather, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Looking at some texts we got coming in, one person says their bucket list items include the Big Sky in Montana and seeing the Redwoods as well. That's pretty cool. Obviously a nature fan. And so, yeah, I think they would also do pretty well to see the Northern Lights, maybe a European trip to Iceland or somewhere, Norway, Finland, somewhere like that. So that would be pretty cool as well. Somebody, I walked right into it, said I had plans to see the Titanic. Can't really do that anymore, at least not right now. So we'll see. You can text us your thoughts. What is on your travel bucket list? Maybe the running of the bulls where you don't get run over. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Wacky Weird Headlines today. We are hearing from the attorney of the guy that carved his names into the Colosseum in Rome. He says it's ignorance. The attorney for Ivan Dimitrov told CNN his client simply wasn't aware of the Colosseum's historical significance. The attorney hopes for a plea bargain for his client who was visiting from the UK. Gracie, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no BS to 10 being the most amount of BS you've ever heard, where are you at on this one?
I think this is a 10 for sure, and I really hope he doesn't, like, this doesn't go in his favor.
To me, this is that would be making, crazy. If I was a judge, I would be even more inclined to just throw the book at him, say, like, look, whatever the max sentence I could give you was, I am going above and beyond that for your dumb excuse.
Yeah, do you think I'm an idiot? Like, what is that about? Oh, my goodness.
No chance.
Well, in other wacky and weird stories, Palm Springs, California is about to swear in a dog as their new mayor. That's going to be on Monday. Buddy Holly is a six-year-old dog, and Buddy Holly's duties are going to include making special appearances around the town. This is the first ever canine mayor of Palm Springs, and Buddy won Best in Show at the 147th Westminster's Dog Show that happened in May.
And a Connecticut woman in hot water in Rhode Island after she was arrested outside pop stars Taylor Swift's home. Police say 54-year-old Kimberly Meyer was in front of the gates of Swift's residence and refused to leave when told to do so by security, and she was previously warned to stay away from the property. So obviously not getting the message there. Sounds like a stalker alert if we have ever heard one. 5:50, we'll take our final break. Coming back, we have the top 10 signs that you're still a kid at heart. I think we determined that Gracie was. We'll see if I am still a kid at heart. This hour, it's Pensacola right now, Blue Angel Friday edition on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Loading the kids in the car.
brokering peace in the backseat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie with you on a Blue Angel Friday. Hope you've got a great weekend planned. Maybe that involves heading out to the beach. How early are you getting out to the beach tomorrow? 850-437-1620. Gracie and I will both be in the studio here from 11 to 5. News and traffic, full coverage starting at 5 a.m. We'll have news and beach traffic, of course, as you're making your way out there. Again, that starts at 5 o'clock. When the traffic starts at 5, I would imagine another half hour or so until Casino Beach is closed. I'm going to say by 5:30, Casino Beach is closed. Do you have a time, an estimated time for you? You going to get folks a little bit later?
5:31. I'm kidding. I'm going to say a little after 6 a.m.
Okay.
6:05 or so. I will say my little brother's coming in town from Florida State for the weekend, and I did say I will drop him off at the beach before I have to get here at 11.
Okay.
So I will let you know how that goes. I definitely will be listening to Candy's updates.
Definitely. Yep. Full coverage on News Radio. Andrew will be live at the beach starting at 11. Of course, we have the play-by-play narration at 2 o'clock. So you can listen in if you are out at the beach, maybe not close to show center. Maybe you're down at Portofino or something like that. You can listen to your radio and get the narration while the Blue Angels are in flight. So that'll be pretty cool there. We have the top 10 signs you're still a kid at heart. Number one, you rewatch a lot of old movies or shows from your childhood. I'm a yes on that one. Number two, you still watch cartoons. I'm a no here. I do not watch cartoons. Number three, you're frequently nostalgic for old toys or products from when you were a kid. Absolutely. You quote movies and shows from when you were young all the time. You found yourself Googling old toys or products from your youth. Yes. You still wear clothes that would have been in style back then or t-shirts with nostalgic references. That's a no from me, but I've thought about the nostalgia reference t-shirts, but I don't believe I, off the top of my head, I can't think of any in my wardrobe. You still have your old video games. This is a no for me, but I mean, I still play like FIFA and Madden, so they're not from my youth, but I mean, I still play them, so I'm going to go with a yes on that one. You display at least one childhood toy in your home or office. This is a no, but I thought about it. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about the Beanie Baby movie, and I went on eBay and checked to see how much a Beanie Baby snort would be. He was the Red Bull, of course, being a kid in the 90s with Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. That was my favorite. About 10 bucks. So I've thought about it, but I don't actually own a toy from my youth. You'd rather stay in and play board games than go out to eat or hit a bar. My wife wished I liked board games, but I like going out to eat, so I'm going to say no on that one. And you've bought your kids at least one toy you had as a child, I will say not yet.
So is that half a point? Or that's a point?
I mean, that's a yes. That's a future, I will. Yes.
See, we're tied. 6 out of 10
really?
For both of us.
Okay.
Well, if those apply to any of, if those apply to you, make sure to text in and let us know which one for sure. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together, 555 right now. And the major slowdowns right now is actually not going to be on Pensacola Beach. It's on I-10. That's I-10 westbound right around mile marker 34. There is an accident blocking the right lane, and it has made I-10 really a mess going throughout Harold. So, again, that is going to be before you get to the 87 exit, but it is completely a parking lot right now. So just keep that in mind. That is, again, close to mile marker 34 westbound on I-10, right lane's blocked off. We do have traffic getting off of Pensacola Beach. That's going to be most of the slowdowns on Via de Luna backing up to about Avenida 16. Slowdowns on Fort Pickens Road. Actually, not too bad right now. It's going to be backed up to about where the Margaritaville Beach Hotel is. So really not too bad on Fort Pickens Road, as well as Bob Sykes Bridge, 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, 3 Mile Bridge, all looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. For weather, we do still have some light rain throughout our area, but really nothing too bad. It's making its way through Pensacola Beach right now with some light rain, and we do have some light rain going to be throughout Baldwin County, most likely heading into Pensacola pretty soon here. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
And finishing out with some more wacky and weird headlines. A guy in Chicago taunted cops by covering his license plate with a message that said they'd embarrass themselves if they chased him. Well, when cops tried to pull over 21-year-old Alonzo Terrazzo, he floored it and started a high-speed chase, except they didn't chase him, but he ended up crashing anyway. He's now held on a $250,000 bond.
And just a bizarre story that happened on a plane. A man was traveling from Paris to Toronto when he found under his seat on the plane, along with his wife's seat, that the floor was soaked with blood.
Ew.
When traveling with his wife, and he did have his two cats, he noticed a strange smell shortly after taking off. He assumed it was his pet, so he checked under his chair and then found a large blood stain. Previously, the day previously, on the flight from Paris to Boston, a man had experienced what the crew said and referred to as a hemorrhage. So the passenger was fine, but the pilot asked for the area to be sanitized and cleaned before the plane made its way back to Paris, but the cleaners overlooked the floor.
If I was on a flight from Paris to Toronto and I was sitting anywhere near this guy, I would have a much bigger problem with the two cats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long... for two.
You
cats.
Can't have two cats on a plane next to me, man. From Paris to Toronto. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Overall, just so bizarre. And it did said, like, it stunk the rest of the way, and they had to sit in the, like, same seats the whole time. Yeah. So... overall, that just sounds like
that's just the worst plane ever.
Yeah.
Two kids in Tennessee named Tatum and Layton recently went to prom together 17 years after they were neighbors in the NICU as newborns. Layton was born 12 weeks premature. Tatum came 16 weeks early. Their mom stayed in touch, and they have remained close ever since. It was actually the girl's idea to invite him to the prom, so Tatum invited Layton, and they went, did an interview in Fox News. We'll have audio of that next hour. But pretty cool story. They, too, need to be married. I mean, yeah, that has to happen. 559, Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. It's Pensacola right now. Blue Angel Friday edition. We'll be back in about 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3.